see a bare moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see them bad times today. Well, don't go around at night.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House. And yes, your ears do not deceive you. This is live music. We have Gavin Terrell in studio with us today. This has kind of been a dream of mine to have local live talent join us on Saturday mornings. It's kind of hard to get musicians, don't want to be up on a Saturday morning. But Gavin is game. Mr. Gavin is self-taught. He is 13 years old. And Rosie and I were out to dinner about a month ago. And Rosie goes, this young man was singing up front. He started with Creedence, so Rosie was hooked immediately. And Rosie says, grab him. So we gave him our card, said, call us, come join us at Rosie on the House. So he's here today. He's going to be joining us for the hour to help us come in and out during our call-in hour of Rosie on the House.
When he walked in the restaurant carrying the guitar, I thought, well, he's carrying his dad's guitar. And then he got up there and started playing this.
He's obviously spent lots of hours.
Jennifer's dream of bringing local talent, local musicians,
begins today.
Begins today. Yeah, baby.
Well, I actually thought when I watched him, we were watching him, I thought, this young man looks so familiar. And the year before, I had gone to the pudding contest, Proof in the Pudding.
Alice Cooper's Solid Rock Foundation.
Yeah, and so it's the competition they do every year for their production. And Gavin was in the top 10 of solo artists.
That's fantastic.
Big sound.
Love
great
having
job.
You here this morning. So Gavin's going to be serenading us throughout this next hour of Rosie on the House, where we're here as a phone-in question and answer talk show about your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin. Today, you're going to be dialing a different phone number. Today, you're going to dial 602-277-5827. That will put you in direct contact with my wife, sweet Jennifer, in the call screeners booth. We'll get your name and your question, and we'll get to you absolutely as quick as we can. We've been talking windows all of the last hour. Romy will be joining us on a remote broadcast that he's going to be pitching in here shortly.
I think Romy's right here right now.
Has Romy joined us? Okay.
Good Saturday morning. It's a beautiful day, and I'm pulling double duty here today. We borrowed the satellite broadcaster's unit and got a little Pee Wee football game I'm on the sidelines with.
All right. It's for the Wickenburg Wranglers and the Flagstaff Panthers. You got to love that.
And that the artist you had singing, can we request him to re-record all the Creedence? You understand 100% of the lyrics now?
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, right. Yes, now we can understand the lyrics. Yes, we will do a Gavin recording of all CCR remake. He's up for it. I got a thumbs up. All right, house, home, castle, or cabin? As the calls line up, and they're lining up right now. Romy, what have you got for us in this 10 o'clock hour?
Well, we've got a lot of. It's been a busy week, as you've heard us talk multiple times through. This last 6, 7, 8 months, it's crazy amount of activity going on at the home, and you know, there's no surprise in the trend that we've been talking about. You know, mother-in-law suites, expanding the broad width.
I think we've got Space Invaders sitting between Wickenburg and the broadcast satellite. So we're dealing with a little tough situation where we don't have quite the strength signal we've got. So Romy will try and do a little relocate here. But we're talking a little bit about what goes on at Rosie on the House all week long. And we take calls all week long at the office, and we deal with homeowners' questions. A lot of the follow-up that we've got from the show gets done in that following week. And one of the questions we've been getting asked an awful lot is for mother-in-law or father-in-law or actually college student housing at a home that you were raised in. We're asked very often, could you come analyze our property, take a look at our three-bedroom, two-bath home, and tell me how I can turn it into a four-bedroom, three-full bathroom for a family member, multi-generational housing that needs to move in. And we tell people there's lots of different ways we can do that. And most often, I think people opt for the freestanding casita in the backyard. It gives that returning family member the maximum amount of privacy, but yet it also gives them easy access to the kitchen and the family room through an entry on the patio. And people want to know, well, approximately what is that going to cost to get done? And we visit with folks all the time, and we've got literally dozens and dozens and dozens of examples of what we've done in the greater Maricopa County, primarily the Northeast Valley, at Rosie Wright Remodeling. And people ask me, how much is it going to cost me to get that casita? And I have to visit with them about what do you want this casita to do. But if you want an enclosed private bedroom with a sitting area, a laundry facility, and a full bathroom that may or may not be fully American Disability Act available and accessible, you're going to be spending, you're probably going to be building something about 600 to 1,000 square feet, something in that area. And then we got to decide, does the zoning work in your neighborhood? Homeowner association going to be okay with this? What do we do for access, private entrance? What do we do for parking? Once all of those things are solved, I can tell you that you're going to be spending something north of $300 a square foot. So in the small range of, say, 600 square feet, which would be a little tight, but it's very doable, you're going to be north of $150, $180, probably close to $200,000. By the time we tie in all the utilities, tie in all the landscaping, and finish the job 100%. Now, if you have a little bit of property and you don't have homeowner association restrictions, you can get that done for about one-third the price, for about $100 a square foot, by simply finding a modular home manufacturer that has pre-established blueprints that are already certified by the county for code building requirements, and they simply just plop this thing down in your backyard, connect it to the utilities, you tie in the landscaping, and you're done. So depending on where you live and what kind of neighborhood structure you've got, you need to be anticipating something in the neighborhood of $100 to $300 or $350 a square foot. Sounds like a lot of money, but we have family members right now in private medical care facilities that cost almost $10,000 a month. So you do the math, you decide which way you'd like to go, and we're available at Rosie Wright Remodeling to visit with you about all of those issues. One of the other things we deal with is the most asked question of the week. We're still getting a ton of questions about ceramic elastomeric paint. We got a ton of questions this week. I don't know, somebody must have been running a light bulb sale or something. Everybody wanted to know the pros and cons of CFL light bulbs. So we'll get into that after this short break. Gavin, get ready to warm up that guitar. We're going to have you fired up here in a minute. We're here being entertained by Gavin. And I'm sorry, Gavin. What's your age?
On the computer.
You're 13.
Sometimes it's not always true.
You're a phenom. An absolute musical phenomenon. Appreciate you bringing the whole family down here and being able to join in. Again, we're fulfilling Jennifer's dream of highlighting local music talent at the Rosie on the House show. We're all about promoting Arizona, and this is just going to be one more dimension. We do have callers lined up. We have Roy calling on a comment about a Pella sliding wall door system. And then Dennis as well would like to talk about foam on his roof, which we call cathedral style insulation. And there are lots of pros and cons to that. And if it isn't done right, you're going to have one heck of a mess. So Dennis, you hang on. I'll answer your question very specifically, and Roy will get your comment right after this. Gavin, what have you got for us right now?
American Girl.
American Girl. All right, let's hear it.
Well, she was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking that there was a little more to life somewhere.
And that's Gavin entertaining us live in the studios of Rosie on the House this morning. We'll be back more with that. We'll be back to take your call. We'll be back to take the calls from Roy and Dennis right after this short break at Rosie on the House. Glad you're here. Stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I'll be talking CFLs, which was the most asked question at rosieonthehouse.com. We can never figure out what drives these most asked questions, but we'll get to it right after this.